Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right, Pistons Celtics coming your way at 6:35. Can't wait to see Dwayne Casey openly slap Andre Drummond on the sideline. It's going to be fun.
Is he going to play at all?
Who cares? We got to jump right in here because I wanted to do this the other day, but we couldn't because the NFL playoffs were... We had to get right
hot
into that,
yep.
Of course, on Monday, but... This Major League Baseball scandal surrounding the Houston Astros, of course, now the Red Sox have been dragged into it because of Alex Cora.
They dragged themselves into it, though.
I certainly would agree with that. They knew there was something going on. The Red Sox hired him. They win a World Series, blah, blah, blah. Now he has since been fired. The Houston Astros also fined $5 million.
Oh, boy.
First and second round pick in back-to-back years coming up here. They also fired their GM and their manager. So basically, they're going to end up saving money and can use that money to pay the $5 million fine that they would have been paying both of them. But I don't understand in the days that have followed after, you know, this has all come out and the punishments has been levied. How are people not more outraged by this? And I would say, too, don't you feel slighted that no Houston Astros players are going to be suspended 80 games. No Houston Astros players are going to be fined. Not one of them is going to be singled out for being one of the, you know, ringleaders of all of this. They're just going to sit there and act like the players were, what, forced by Cora to somehow participate in this? That makes no sense to me. And honestly, a lot of my ire, my frustration, my anger even, it centers on Justin Verlander, who's been so effing high and mighty.
Mm-hmm.
This uppity a-hole who, you know, it's about the integrity of the game, and I want transparency as it pertains to, you know, these juiced baseballs. Where's JV at? And don't give me the, well, you know, nobody in baseball is allowed to comment on this skin. If Justin Verlander really believed that this was a major issue and he actually wanted to protect the game of baseball, he needs to step up, assume that responsibility, do some sort of an interview, take the fine, deal with it, and be the face of all of this. But you know what? He won't, because guess what? It benefit him that the Astros were doing this because they got all the run support that he ultimately needed, and he got his precious little World Series.
Yeah, I mean, I would love, but I understand the gag order, and you say, well, you take the fine. Well, I can imagine what it would be, especially if someone from the Astros speaks right now. But to your other point about, like, the 17 and 18 World Series champions are horribly tainted, horribly, like cause and reaction. They knew pitches coming and they got hits. They lit up Yu Darvish and Clayton Kershaw in that World Series, robbed Kershaw of a chance, won in Game 7. And for people who say, okay, come on, was it that big? The Astros were going to win it all anyway. No, they weren't. They had the third best record in baseball in 2017. The Dodgers and Indians were better. The Dodgers should have won that series. And to me, it speaks to the issue that you said about baseball. This cone or code of silence, like it goes back
doesn't
to the
help.
Steroids thing. It took Jose Canseco with his juiced book to expose that. And you know who are the suckers in all of this? The saps, I hate to say. Unfortunately, are the fans, because they're so enamored with numbers. Everybody loved the home run chase and they wanted to believe. And I don't know why you would have doubted the Astros and the Red Sox, but there have been murmurs about this for several years in baseball circles, right? I mean, you've heard some of the Tigers talk. We always thought it was a little bit strange. This isn't just like, oh, we're really clever and figured out what your signals were. This was using technology, relaying it, looking in your home dugout with the instant replay system, and then banging a trash can.
To directly affect not only the results at the plate, but ultimately the legacy of a lot of different players. And I'm glad you brought up the Dodgers thing. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Think about the Dodgers, okay? What just happened this past year? Clayton Kershaw had yet another playoff meltdown. Mm-hmm. And Kershaw's sitting over there in the dugout. It's a gif that gets sent out there all the time now where he's, you know, depressed and by himself. He's so frustrated. He did it again. Maybe he could have potentially changed that narrative if he were able to beat the Houston Astros. But what ended up happening? Yu Darvish, the same, you know, thing, a part of this. You go to Houston, you get killed, and the narrative continues to spread. It's guys like that that I really feel for. It is.
Well, there's also, and I meant to dig it up, but I've seen stories of the number of sort of journeyman baseball pitchers that were out of the league after that season. And if you look at what they did against the Astros, I mean, the Astros were the best hitting. The numbers were incredible. The differences between their home numbers and road numbers. And you say, well, why does that matter? Well, the home setup was the one that they could use because they had access to the particular video and they had their own room set up there. That's why it's different. And baseball should be ashamed of itself. And then Rob Manfred, I guess he did the most he could do, because according to baseball rules, in his edict 2 years ago, he said, this is on baseball management to make sure technology is not used. Okay, management as opposed to players. But obviously they knew what they were doing.
Well, of course. And the problem is, too, you have all these individual teams that are working toward what goal? To be the best team. They want to be better than the other, you know, franchises that are out there. So you say, yeah, you have to police yourself and the owner, GM, president, whatever. You all have to be, you know, involved in making sure that none of this is going on. Did it really hinder the Astros? No, it worked out. They cheated. They got fined $5 million. They lost a few draft picks. Sure, they fired a couple of people, but they won a World Series. The amount of season tickets that were sold, the amount of interest, the amount of money that they spent, the contracts that they have handed out. Did it or did it not work? Well, was it worth it? Yes, it was worth it.
Well, go back to the Barry Bondses and Mark McGuire's of the world. Ultimately, was it worth it? They didn't give back money. Here's what they do have to do, and I don't, no, it's not that big of a punishment, but in baseball, where records are everything, you damn well do have to slap an asterisk on their title.
Yes.
Put it in the Hall of Fame or whatever, a big, fat, tisk, asterisk.
Let me ask you this, and the phone number is 248-539-9797. Do you think Major League Baseball has gotten this right, basically not allowing anyone, any player to comment on this, just literally trying to brush this thing under the rug, and do you think, and Woj, I want to ask you this specifically, do you think that this is worse than what Pete Rose did?
Yes. Yes!
And that's another thing.
It affected championships!
Could not agree more.
Pete Rose, I don't know. He claims he didn't affect the outcomes of any games because he only bet on his team to win, except when he didn't bet on his team at all, that means he thought they would lose.
But this is about Pete Rose, the player.
And
you cannot argue.
This is not the same. No.
Pete Rose,
this
the
is
player.
Worse. I would even contend this. This is worse than the steroid scandal. Because all the steroid scandal did was bloat numbers and bloat. But you don't know, because so many different players. You don't know if it affected championships, right? You don't know would the A's have won or not won with Canseco and McGuire. I don't know. But this is worse, I think.
You know quite a bit. I mean, there ended up being a heck of a lot of names on the list of what that doctor that was handing out
nobody
syringes.
Nobody was spread out across teams.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. But at least we got some clarity. We got some admission you know, some understanding from guys as to either they, you know, they did it and why they did it. Okay. We're getting no explanation. And I think the fact that you're not getting guys like Jose Altuve, you know, George Springer, any of these players in the Astros, Justin Verlander, hello, please. I'm waiting for your tweet. Transparency, JV. Where the hell are you? The fact that we're not getting that, I think it makes me angrier. I think it makes fans angry because you know, like, what you can do? You could get out in front of this, admit, you know, like, be contrite. We're sorry. We were so focused on trying to win and trying to improve and gain an advantage. We got a little bit out of ahead of ourselves. We just hope that the fans can ultimately forgive us in time. Wouldn't that be a better way of handling it than this?
At some point, they might have to do it because obviously when spring training comes around and it's still going to be a thing, I think, unless this becomes something that, listen, the fans dictate the narrative. Fans wanted the steroid stuff buried. They did not want to hear anything about it. And I have a feeling baseball fans are not going to push this. Like, I bet Astros fans and Red Sox fans don't give a hoot. I don't think they're embarrassed at all, I bet.
I think, though,
we won it. I celebrated. We had our parade. It was great for the city of Houston.
Not cheating. You're not trying. Yeah,
and that's fine. But would you like it if it was the team against? What about the Dodger fans? What about whoever? And, yeah, I think it's a huge issue. And I think if you're a true baseball fan, you should be pissed off.
Is that how you're feeling right now based on what's transpired, the punishments levied down? And honestly, this is far worse than anything Pete Rose could have possibly done to the game of baseball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.